This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was some research out from the good people at Pew the other day that is relevant to this next story. Tattoos are more popular than ever in this country. 32% of Americans have at least one tattoo. 22% have more than one. And Pew does point out that public attitudes toward body ink are becoming more accepting. Sometimes, though, a tattoo can be a bit inconvenient, and therein lies a business opportunity. Ray Ellen Bischel from KFF Health News has the story.
A few months ago, University of Colorado nanoengineer Carson Bruns pulled his colleagues into his lab and asked them to help test his latest invention.
We were like, okay, we're going to tattoo ourselves. Can you help us today?
The invention is a special disappearing tattoo ink. You know how a mood ring changes color with temperature? His tattoo changes with light. UV light to turn it on, regular light to make it vanish. Bruns's tattoo is a dot on his forearm.
That little blue spot there, like that.
Now it's good.
The ink's made of nanoparticles of dye encased in beads of plexiglass, the same material used in dermal fillers, which some people use to plump their cheeks. For now, these disappearing tattoos are basically a party trick.
So you can go to court and turn it off, and then go to the party and turn it on, and then go to grandma's house and turn it off.
Bruns started a company with a guy named Keith McCurdy, who's pretty famous in the tattoo world.
Started with Rihanna.
He first made a name for himself after tattooing a Sanskrit verse on Rihanna's hip and thigh. McCurdy is also known as Bang Bang, just like his tattoo parlors. And turns out he loves the idea of tattoos that have a purpose beyond art. He and Bruns are calling their product Magic Ink.
The skin is almost this minimally invasive interface for technology.
And he sees this as a first step toward all kinds of health tech that lives in the skin and senses something that's going on with the body. Want to know if your blood alcohol level is too high to drive, or maybe if it's time for insulin or to reapply sunscreen? Ideal world, there'd be tattoos for all that, according to McCurdy.
It's almost this kind of first step to taking humans into the future.
But that future ain't cheap. A tattoo of, say, your cat's face on your back, the magic ink for that could run more than $1,000. Traditional ink would be more like $70. For now, these disappearing tattoos are only available to a select few as McCurdy and Bruns finalize the formula. John Swerk will be paying attention if/when that ink does hit tattoo parlors. He's a chemist at Binghamton University in New York, and he says tattoos are loosely regulated.
In terms of, you know, long-term studies around safety, there's a lot of things that need to happen.
So a new ink comes with unknowns.
If somebody's going to get tattooed with magic ink, they have to accept a degree of uncertainty about what the future is going to hold with that ink.
Tattoo artist Selena Medina in Charlotte, North Carolina, is wary too.
Wow. Okay. Rewritable tattoo ink. But what does that actually mean?
Medina designs colorful, hyper-realistic tattoos. Think an arm covered in a coral reef teeming with crabs and tentacles. She's big on promoting safety, including as a board member with the Alliance of Professional Tattooists. She'd like to know magic ink is safe before loading her tattoo pen with it.
I'd probably give it a year in the market before I would buy it, but it does look really interesting.
And she expects there will be demand for tattoos that turn on and off.
I can imagine that my customers are going to be, what the hell is this magic ink? I need it.
After all, her customers are the type willing to get a permanent portrait of, like, Edward Scissorhands on their thighs. Not exactly Nervous Nellies. In Colorado, I'm Ray Ellen Bischel for Marketplace.